I'm walking along College Street, and it's just before 9 o'clock in the morning. This was all blocked off just a few hours ago. And now, you can hear, streets are open, cars are moving through. There are a few big trucks and buses, people getting on the bus to go to the airport. But things look really normal. Just not very many people around. Can you believe there was a convention here just a few hours ago?
Can't tell. But it was, but you can't tell.
Ebony Nesbitt is looking around at what feels like a ghost town. He's a security guard standing outside a bank building and one of the few people on this block. Nearby, Randy Davis is walking into work at the Bank of America building. He's come every day this week and hasn't had much of a hassle. Last night, he left work and there were crowds of people here. Not now.
I mean, compared to what it was, just in the last few days, it just seems like a big hangover almost.
And now we're at 5th and College Street. There used to be a checkpoint here to get into Time Warner Arena. Now, it's all clear. The only barricades you see here are all stacked up one on top of the other in two bunches. Bruce Lee is responsible for those piles. Beginning at 1 o'clock this morning, he and many others began taking these 9-foot fences down. 8 hours later, he's still working.
We had 25 miles of this type fencing covering the surrounding area where the convention was held. And we did it all in about 9 hours.
How are you feeling at this point?
I'm hurting. My back is killing me. But I'm all right.
25 miles is an exaggeration, but not actually that big of one. I'm here at the epicenter, and if you want proof that the convention really did happen, this is the place to be in the morning. Things are clearly wrapping up. MSNBC is still here. News outlets are carting their equipment out of all the restaurants here. Adelcia Braxton is coming out of the last taping of Morning Joe. She's been up all night and is on her way back to Maryland.
I am going to make my way to Amtrak, and I'm going to go home because I'm tired and my feet hurt. They're very flat.
She says Charlotte treated her well.
Very nice. I had a good time. Thank you, Charlotte.
For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.